morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-veal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Governor Kevin Stitt signed an agreement on Tuesday formalizing a strategic alliance between the Oklahoma State Secretary of Energy and Environment, the Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality, the Oklahoma Water Resources Board, and the Oklahoma Rural Water Association. We caught up with Governor Stitt to talk about this historic agreement and the impact it will have in Oklahoma's rural communities.
Something like 30% of our water is wasted through leaky pipes, through bad infrastructure that was put in the 20s, 30s. They were just telling me about a town here in Oklahoma that the water tower was built in 1911 and it's still in use. And so it's just important that from a state perspective that I come up with creative ways to do public-private partnerships and help these rural communities invest in that water infrastructure, because a lot of that infrastructure is really aged and it's just time that we reinvest. And so without clean water, that's kind of the starting point for good infrastructure and quality of life and more economic development. So we have to think about upgrading that infrastructure, and because until we do that, we're not going to get jobs moving there. We're not going to get companies moving there. When you come down to it, you got to have clean, safe drinking water. And it's so important that our communities think about that and think about that investment that they need to make for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years. It's exciting for me to be able to sign that and promote rural Oklahoma.
The alliance agreement commits the organizations to work together and allows them to combine their resources in order to help meet their respective missions and improve the sustainability of Oklahoma's rural and small community water and wastewater systems. According to James Gammel, Oklahoma Rural Water Association CEO, Governor Stitt's vision and the legislative leadership's willingness to commit to the investment and improvement of Oklahoma's infrastructure is a positive step toward the governor's goal of making Oklahoma a top 10 state in the nation. In other news, farmer concern regarding low prices and farm economy has led to a sharp drop in the August Ag Economy Barometer. The Purdue CME Group economic measure fell 29 points last month to a reading of 124. The barometer's decline was attributed to declines in both the index of current conditions, which dropped 19 points, and the index of future expectations, which fell 34 points below its July reading. A reading greater than 100 still indicates positive sentiment, while a reading below that indicates negative sentiment. Weaker views were fueled in part by both crop and livestock price declines that took place during late July and early August. Meanwhile, producers' concerns about the future of the farm economy led to a more negative outlook on the advisability of making capital investments and on the short-term farmland value outlook. Meanwhile, farmers in August were slightly more optimistic that the trade dispute with China will be resolved soon, although many still think resolution of the dispute will not come quickly. You got farm news on Ron.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.